There are sure to be more protests tonight when President Chet stops in Orange County in Southern California. It's home to the largest Vietnamese population outside of Vietnam. Most of the residents of the area, known as Little Saigon, fled the communists in the 1970s. Rob Schmitz of member station KQED reports.
When it was revealed that President Tritt's U.S. visit would include a stop in Los Angeles, folks in Little Saigon immediately formed a committee to organize a protest. Tritt is a symbol of the dictatorship they managed to escape. In the meantime, some folks here are warming up their anti-communist chops by directing their vitriol at an easier target. One by one, speakers from an audience of around 500, mostly elderly Vietnamese Americans, come up to a podium at a recent community rally. They shouted criticisms of the Viet Weekly, a neighborhood newspaper that is rumored to have landed an interview with President Tritt during his visit here. For many, the idea that Tritt would grant an interview to just one Vietnamese newspaper here is enough to label the paper pro-communist. Rally organizers have convinced local businesses to pull their ads from the newspaper. Viet Weekly publisher Lê Vũ says that's not all they've done. He says the other day he received an anonymous phone call carrying a specific threat.
If we interview the president of Vietnam, we will burn your office down.
Vũ, who can't help but smile when he talks about this, takes it all in stride. This is, after all, a neighborhood where a display of communist revolutionary Ho Chi Minh's photo at a local video store 8 years ago sparked weeks of protests. For many here, the Vietnam War never ended, and anything representing communism is the enemy. But Vũ thinks this mindset is outdated and reflected by a very vocal minority.
It's professional activists. In this community, it doesn't represent the community.
The majority of Vietnamese Americans, says Vũ, quietly think the key to more freedom in Vietnam lies in improved trade and diplomatic relations with the country. The more often Vietnamese officials visit Little Saigon, says Vũ, the more lessons they'll take back home.
We have to build a sample democratic, civilized society here. So we'd hope that people in Vietnam will look and reflect on this model where we already absorb the best of America and hope become the seed.
Back at the Viet Weekly rally, protesters stand at attention as they belt out the official song of South Vietnam, an extinct national anthem that is oftentimes resurrected here. Though many in Little Saigon remain loyal anti-communists, a good portion of the community does business in Vietnam. Everyone here knows this, but these relationships with the homeland are usually kept quiet out of fear of backlash. But even among those who make frequent business trips to Saigon or Hanoi, Vietnam's human rights record remains an obstacle. Wai Mi Vu, a middle-aged resident who attended the rally, says the political freedom of relatives who still live in Vietnam is a big concern.
Because when you have freedom of trade only, the party that benefit is the government, not the people. I'm concerned of the people of Vietnam.
Vũ and thousands of others here hope to deliver this very message to President Tritt when he arrives here. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz.